folks, Shannon Morse from ThreatWire here, bringing you the biggest and most important security and privacy news each week. Way back in April, two security researchers reached out to the Wi-Fi Alliance about a group of vulnerabilities which they called Dragon Blood, which affect WPA3 by enacting a denial of service attack, two downgrade attacks, and two side channel information leaks. WPA3 is the next generation of wireless protocol, which will include better simplicity while also improving upon the cryptography and security of WPA2, which we all know is not very secure. But that does not mean that it's without its faults. The Dragon Blood vulnerabilities rely on WPA3's new handshake authentication standard called SAE, or Simultaneous Authentication of Equals, dubbed Dragonfly. These same researchers also found the crack attack in WPA2, so they have had experience when it comes to wireless security research. The Wi-Fi Alliance fixed the WPA3 Dragon Blood flaws via software updates on impacted devices rather quickly, but that was not the end of the story. The same researchers, Matthew Van Hoth and Eyal Ronan, found two new bugs that also affect WPA3. While the Wi-Fi Alliance did update security recommendations for vendors back in April to secure against Dragon Blood, those updates came with their own flaws. These would allow attackers to leak information from the protocol and also brute force a Wi-Fi network's password. Yikes. Bug number one is CVE-2019-13377, which occurs during the handshake between WPA3 devices. Users authenticate using the Dragonfly key exchange, which is simply put an updated encrypted form of authentication. These use two different kinds of elliptic curves, which are used to randomize the encryption. The first one was P521, which had the Dragon Blood vulnerability, so the Wi-Fi Alliance told vendors to use BrainPool elliptic curves instead. Unfortunately, BrainPool also has a flaw which allows for side channel leaks of data that allowed the researchers to brute force the password. Bug number two is CVE-2019-13456, which impacts the authentication system that was originally used in WPA and WPA2, which is called EAP-PWD, which stands for Extensible Authentication Protocol. Now, since this was brought over to WPA3 for legacy usage, it is also included here. Now, this bug allows for an information leak in much the same way, but only affects free radius supported devices. Again, these could let an attacker grab the Wi-Fi password for an authenticated network. Now, this update is not backwards compatible, so any current deployments of WPA3 will likely have to upgrade to WPA 3.1 to be secure. Both of the researchers adamantly criticized the Wi-Fi Alliance for not allowing the open source community to help combat vulnerabilities, keeping any development under a closed standard. This means, with less eyes, the standard made it to market with multiple vulnerabilities when it could have been secured much earlier if a large community was working on it together. Check out patreon.com/threatwire for all of my exclusive extras, including a security headlines bulletin from DTNS. I'll see you next time.